Hi, welcome everybody to the Allow Love Show. Happy last Thursday of January, I think it is. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for you all, today's callers and listeners, will come through. And it's always a lovely surprise. We get no advance notice. And we will take questions in the order of call-in. And that would be great. Okay, so here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Kuan Yin.
Ah, Kuan Yin, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Can you give a message for our callers and listeners, or why it's you today?
I have come to warn everybody about some abuse. So I want everybody to think about abuse that they might be experiencing now, and we'll talk about it later.
Oh, how interesting. Now you have me really curious. I'm looking forward to more of that. All right. We have a caller. Is it Jim?
Yes.
Jim, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
We don't have a very clear line. The voices are not coming in really clearly. Is my voice coming in pretty clear?
Yes.
Sometimes it's, you know, the voice is start, then it falls off.
I will try to speak louder.
Oh, I can hear it when it was normal, but then just I think it was a station or whatever, the phone just went down.
Okay, I don't experience that with you. So
now that's great right now. That's fine.
Good.
Okay, maybe we had maybe a little hiccup or something.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm just like probably hundreds of others just on the call to find out what it's all about. And want to know what's going on in the world. I'm the one that wants to know what's going on in the world, so I'm asking, that's my question, part of it anyway.
Dear one, war is happening on your planet right now.
I'm sorry?
War. There is a war between your president and his allies, Putin and Z.
There always has been. There always has been.
No, these are allies now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are fighting the cabal or the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them. That is.
I personally don't believe that he's going to be the president too much longer, actually.
Well, that would be a sad thing for humanity if he isn't.
Not if you're familiar with Nasera, know what Nasera is going to do for mankind.
Oh, I think that will happen sooner with him than without.
Now you're fading in, you're fading out. It's going back down like it was. Your voice is strong, and it's the same voice, but the system is going down. I didn't hear what you said.
Jim, we're speaking
yes.
As clearly as possible. Putin.
Well, I understand that. I'm just explaining. I'm just explaining what I'm hearing on this line as well.
Okay. Well, we need to address issues, not things we can't fix, as far as the line goes. Trump
Okay.
is the right one to bring in the provisions of Nasara. Everybody, certainly Kuan Yin, is familiar with that which she has already said. And we are of the really conviction that it will come in pieces, not as a lump. We've been taught in the past that with, oh boy, it would just drop out of the sky one day. And I do not believe, or many of us who do not believe anymore, that that would happen. But the provisions will come in piece by piece. Let me give you back to Kuan Yin. You can ask your next question.
Yes, dear one.
Probably, maybe, apparently what I should have done was got on the listening-only call. I thought we were going to see, I thought the moderator was going to be talking about what is going on in the world continually, and then afterwards we could have questions and answers in regards to what was being said. Apparently that's not the case.
No, dear one. I am here to answer your question.
Well, I'm here to listen to find what's going on, so I can have a choice, so I can give a, so I might have a question because of what you've said or what is being said. That's my point.
I see. Well, then, call back when you're ready.
Normally, every call I've been on, the host, whoever the host is explaining or sharing whatever they're going to share with us, and then at the end, they open it up for a question and answer. And I thought that was possibly what this was like.
Jim, this is the first time I believe you've called in, and I would suggest that you go to our archives on the BBS Radio website, because in every show, which we've been doing for almost 2 years, we cover current events, and there's a tremendous amount of information and history there in the previous shows, which we pretty much cover what's going on in the week. So I would suggest that would be a resource that would be of benefit to you to find out what's going on, what's been going on, because it's a flow of events. And thank you so very much for calling. Take care. Bye. Okay, Linda?
Hi.
Is it Linda?
Yes, Linda, hi.
Yes. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to ask about, is Nasara and Gasara, is it going to, like, it says it's going to trickle in or come in by piece. Is that also the Gasara, the one around the world?
Yes, dear, it is.
Yes. So it's piece by piece all around the world.
Correct.
Part by part. Okay. Thank you. I didn't know if they were going to be one first and then the other, or... Okay, thank you. That was my question. I thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome, Dara. Many blessings.
Thank you. God bless you, and many blessings to you, light and love.
Namaste.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank
Cindy,
you.
Welcome. Okay. Thanks, Linda. Okay, Cindy, ready?
Roy Bennett, he was against Zimbabwe. He was an but he was against what was happening, and he was killed in New Mexico. Was this good or bad?
For who?
Was it good for the world or bad for the world and for Zimbabwe?
It will allow Zimbabwe to move forward.
Okay. Okay. And to reflect on Linda's question about the GCR, who is in control of when it's being released and how it will be released?
An alliance from outside of your world, dear.
Okay. is there a, now you were saying earlier it's going to be done in bits and pieces. So is that meaning that what several countries will get it first and then another, some other countries will get it later? Is that what you mean? Could you put clarity on that, please?
It will not be one event. One morning you roll over and it's all over. That's not going to happen. But there will be, there will be different events happening to fulfill this prophecy.
So when you say different events, does that mean where part of the requirements are from the world vibration getting higher and more people waking up to what's happening?
The major requirement is that the money be safe.
Okay. Is there an approximate time frame when this is anticipated to where the money will be safe?
Yes.
Are you able to tell us, or that it's not appropriate at this time?
It is rolling forward. Before your first
one of
the year, it will be over.
I'm sorry, I was laughing and didn't hear the rest of your answer. When you said it was rolling forward, you said possibly before the end of the year?
Something before the end of the year. I didn't quite catch that, dear one.
So I was laughing when, after you said it's rolling along, I'm sorry, but I started laughing, like, okay, it's rolling along, but when's it going to stop rolling came into my mind. So I didn't hear the rest of your answer of when it's approximately going to actually occur, hopefully.
It will be over long before your spiritual new year.
And when is that spiritual new year supposed to be?
It's the same time every year, September 1.
Okay. During our U.S. government shutdown, it's been reported that 40 people were arrested, either senators or congresspeople. Is that accurate?
No. There's more.
Are you able to say how many more?
I don't think it would serve at this point, Dylan.
Okay. So were they actually physically put someplace to be kept there, or do they now, like, have ankle bracelets on them to monitor where they're at, or are they, like, put in a jail, FEMA camp, Gitmo, wherever?
A mixture.
Okay. Some are walking around and some are not. Okay.
Correct.
So how do they determine who still gets to walk around and who has to be contained?
Oh, you give me lots of opportunities there. But let me bypass them and say that it's how shall we put this? A high level crapshoot.
Okay. Someone's reporting that Elon Musk, Tesla guy, that he's doing major laundering. Because of all the money he's been given. Is that accurate?
This one is a mixed bag, so yes.
Okay. And then it's being reported that in Reno, that is the Rothschild's major last major hold is in Reno for unregulated offshore banking. Is that accurate?
No. It is one, but
okay.
Not the last.
I'm sorry, that did not come through clear.
It is one, but not the last.
Oh, about how many other places do they have still working they're using? 2, 10?
Roughly 11.
Oh, okay. Is there a ballpark estimate of when that will be finally shut down?
Well, it will definitely be shut down before the event.
Okay, and is it hopefully the event going to be the first quarter of this year, or are you able to give an approximate time frame?
Can you tell me when the consciousness of humanity is going to be at a place to allow it?
No, I can't.
Ah, well, there you have it.
Okay. Okay, let me. I had to handwrite everything down, and I had to be moved to a secure place where I work because there's a crazy person going around, so I'm not able to access the internet, so I had to write everything by hand. On the people that are being arrested, the 40 plus, are they being allowed to get lawyers?
There will be a point in time where they are.
So are these people being arrested because they've committed treason?
At the very least, crimes against the United States.
Okay, so would that mean instead of going through the court procedure with judges and stuff, will they go to the military tribunal?
Correct.
Okay. Will any of those military tribunals be where people can watch it, or will this be behind closed doors?
There will be a few cases where they will be televised.
Will those be what I would say the big names of being televised?
Correct.
So rumor has Obama has retained an attorney. Is this accurate?
One? No, many.
Oh, okay. Wow. They're probably as crooked as he is, so they'll probably be getting arrested. So, so is it true that the missing text messages the FBI has said that they can't find? Is it true that they have been recovered, as Q says they have?
They were never lost.
Aha! Okay. And then Scott Anthony is reporting, and he's been showing little pictures of, and this is happening in various places around the world, where military planes, let's say for in the UK, they're flying around in just certain areas, like they're looking for somebody or something. And also this has been happening in Texas and different places in the United States and around the world. why are these military planes doing this?
It is part of an effort to make certain that none of the criminals escape.
So what they're doing is something like, if there's private airfields and some criminal wants to try to fly out, the military plane is stopping that. That's why they're in funny places in, you know, certain parts of the United Kingdom or in Texas or wherever. Is that sort of some of the stuff they're doing, the military plane?
That's a polite way to put it.
Oh, well, then what's not a polite way to put it?
Aircraft with people who are trying to escape justice are not being allowed to take off.
Oh, okay. And then I just saw a breaking news report that Trump wanted to fire Mueller, but the White House counsel said they would all quit if he did this. Is this a true story, or is it just something to put out there?
This info.
Ah, okay. Let me see if... the Malaysian flight that went down 2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer, flight 370 and flight 17, there's reports that they're trying to find those planes again. Is that accurate or just disinfo?
It is accurate.
So why are they trying? Why are they trying? Pardon?
It's a very funny operation because there are those high up in government around the world who know exactly where those planes are.
Oh, okay. So somebody's just wasting money trying to find the planes.
And they're stalling for time.
And why is that? Because the bad guys know where the planes are?
Everybody knows where the planes are.
Oh, so why are they stalling for time?
Prison doesn't seem appealing to them.
Oh, well, too bad. But talking about prisons, someone I know is currently in a third world country, and he came into financial difficulty. And in that third world country, they still have what's called debtor's prisons. And because he did not have the money to pay the debts, he was first, what we would call in the United States, be put in jail. And he had about a week to come up with a certain amount of money, and that was not possible. In my time frame, my morning, while I was sleeping, he was moved to prison. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, Dylan.
Okay. Are you able to give a ballpark estimate of when he's going to be able to get out of that prison?
It's going to take a bit of magic, but I will say 8 days.
I did not hear your answer.
Cindy, the answer was it's going to take a bit of magic, but that she's saying 8 days.
So So is part of that bit of magic, he's been given an attorney's name that is there in the same city. Is that attorney part of the magic?
I think you will find he is.
I didn't catch the last word. You said, you think I will find Jeff?
Yes, it's a basic yes.
Okay. So, 8 days. Once he's released, will this also mean that he will be able to access his money to pay the debt?
Yes.
Will this attorney help him to unfreeze his bank account?
Yes.
Okay. And the name I've been given that I told this other person about, this is a man of integrity and has a good heart. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Kuan Yin. It's very stressful for his daughter and his brother that are in the same location. So, in the USA, am I going to be safe at my job because the original owner of the business has lost his mind, literally, and he's already attacked my boss. And now he's gone in, been released, and now he's gone into other stores and being really crazy. Is it going to be safe for either my boss or I to go back to the place we actually work? Because right now I have to work at my sister's company, a sister company, so I am not by myself. If this crazy man comes, and I have no clue what he looks like.
You know about the Emerald Green Pyramid?
Yes.
Use it.
Use it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to do more research. I heard about it, but I'm not sure what it all means.
We'll talk to you later about it.
Okay, because what's interesting is the police department will not give us a picture of his mugshot till next week. I need it now. I need to know what this man looks like.
No, you need to know that you're safe. Put yourself in the Emerald Green Pyramid.
Okay. Well, I'm concerned about the other female workers in the area. Because he's been going nuts on them, too, that have nothing to do with my company. So will he be removed totally and be put in where he can get help, like, in the next couple days? His name's Marty, Martin.
He will be a bit longer than a couple of days, but yes.
Okay. Yes, he needs help so badly. Well, thank you very much, Kuan Yin, and I want to hang up now and redial to listen to everyone else. Thank you, and I'm very grateful for your answers on all my questions. Love you.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, Susan.
Good evening. Welcome, Kuan Yin. Thank you for being here. And, of course, Mary and Rod. I just had a quick question based on what Cindy was just talking about, the jets, the military jets. Excuse me. In the town above me where my horses are, I was out with my horses, and it's adjacent to an international, I think it's an international airport, and there was a jet. It looked like it was doing touch and goes, but it was circling the airport around and around and around, and I was wondering if that's what was going on.
You were wondering if what's going on?
When you answered Cindy and said they were military jets keeping people from leaving the country.
Yes, that is.
Okay. I was curious. I'd never noticed it before. Okay, thank you. Namaste.
You are. How are you?
Susan, are you still there?
I am.
Susan? Yes. Kuan Yin asked a question.
Oh, I didn't get that. Everything else was clear.
How
I didn't get the question.
How are you?
I'm doing well in a very interesting way. So.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, Kuan Yin, we can take a quick break here. We have the wonderful presence of Kuan Yin today, and that's very, very blessed experience for all of us. I have a few questions. I was told that Trump would not go to Davos, the meeting, or Davos, I'm not sure, in Switzerland, but apparently he did go from reports this morning. So he must have changed his mind, and I'm sure he has an agenda that he wants to accomplish. Can you address that at all?
Well, let me first say that it is more difficult to bomb somebody's plane if you don't know that they're going.
Yes, that's quite true. And maybe there was more than one plane, because that's one way they keep important people safe, because then they don't know which plane somebody's on.
Correct.
Okay, good point. It's my sense that most of the attendees, and there's reportedly close to 3,000 that normally come to this annual meeting, give or take, that most of them would be cabal or cabal minions, and their agenda would be, of course, to stop Trump and get the New World Order depopulation agenda back on track. However, Trump is going to probably speak directly to that in the way of global financial systems. Is this true?
That is so. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does. And the point I was told that he will make it very clear that, in his view, that we need to clean up and reset the global system for balance, financial balance between all countries, and those countries being sovereign, not dump the global financial system for the New World Order, which he, of course, won't say it that way, but talk about what I remember from his inaugural speech, a level playing field between all countries. Is this pretty much on track?
Well, there is an exception to what you spoke of.
Okay.
That is those dark forces that don't have humanity's best interests at heart. He doesn't believe, and I support him in this, that they should have any money.
Well, yes, I totally agree with that, too. And that's what his December 21st executive order was about, strip all the bad guys of their assets, whatever that is. Okay, so, but if all countries are sovereign and the leaderships change, then what he will propose could be workable?
Oh, most certainly.
Okay, and is that his basic goal there, other than private conversations and so forth?
That's the public goal.
Yes.
A private goal, I think you could get.
Like read a few of these guys a riot act. Tell them the reality of what's really happening.
Yes.
And shape up or ship out or something like that. Or get shipped out.
Get shipped out.
Yes, get shipped out. Okay, yes. Okay. I am certain that he's heavily protected in ways that we don't even understand. And do you see him being significantly successful with this trip?
Beyond his wildest dreams.
Ooh, yay! He deserves that. So do we.
Yes, you do.
Well, those of us who are awake. Okay. The FISA memo.
Even those who aren't, Tina.
Oh, even those who aren't. All right, I'll give you that one. Okay. The FISA memo, even 4 or 5 pages, whatever it is, the summary, are we going to be able to read that, at least a redacted copy, soon? Has somebody captured it and gotten it out to one of the alternative media sites so that we can actually read it, not cell phone screenshots of the pages?
11 days.
11 days we have to wait. Okay. Has somebody already leaked it quietly?
Well, yes, it has been leaked, and computers have been fried, and there's still an ongoing battle to see if it can get out, but it
will get out because the community of those of us who are awake is now too strong for them to hit every computer. And I did see a couple of pictures of fried computers where they had tried to get it. That was awful.
It is a real war.
Yes, it is a real war. Okay, the February 8th bankruptcy of the United States, I believe I have that new date correct. Is that correct, and can you predict what will happen?
What will happen on that date?
Or soon thereafter, or slightly before, or...
You're looking at... less than 3 months, the end of the corporation that you know as USA Inc.
Oh, good. Less than 3 months. So is this February 8th date just another one that will be pushed out again, and they keep pushing, but then at some point the corporation is bye-bye?
Yes.
Yes. When the timing is right. Okay. Great. Okay. The Farsight Institute and Project, that I have not reviewed their material, but it goes into solar system history, wars, off-planet, of course, the blow-up of Maldek, which is now the asteroid belt, and all of that. Is their information relatively correct?
It is indeed.
It is. So this is something worth watching, listening to, whatever, in order to learn about that stuff that's good enough, accurate enough. Okay. Okay.
Especially those who have questions about, is anything happening?
Oh, that's very good. Okay. This is called the Farsight, F-A-R-S-I-G-H-T Institute, and the Farsight Project. So you may be able to, we don't use Google anymore, we use DuckDuckGo, but there are others out there that are more secure. Okay, I see that Charlie Daniels and Suzanne Summers are two of the people recently coming out in favor of Trump. Suzanne Summers says, I guess my career's over, but I sure support Trump. This is very brave of them, is it not?
It is, and it's the beginning of the flood.
Okay, so there's a few others in Hollywood that have come out, Hollywood or the music industry, Nashville, that have come out for Trump. So this is just going to continue to flow and flow and flow, and there's going to be the two sides are going to become clear. Who's on one side and who's on the other more and more?
Absolutely.
All right. That is great. Okay. The new head of the IRS, I apologize for the noise outside, people. Sorry. The new head of the IRS, Chuck Reddick, the good guy, bad guy, mixed bag, is he going to be effective?
Mixed bag, and that institution, as you know, days are numbered.
Yes, of course. But certainly the collection side is totally numbered. So it doesn't really matter who Trump put in there, basically.
Totally.
Okay, and Trump has enough influence over this guy that he's going to get what he wants from him that's necessary?
Mr. Trump has been a successful leader for a long time and will continue to be.
Yes, yes, got that. Okay. So there's the other side to the IRS. People don't realize there's two completely separate, like, companies, where all the charities are domiciled. The exempt organization side. Has that already been moved under the U.S. Treasury, or will it, or is there some other solution?
It will.
It will. Because the charity side, the exempt organizations, has to stay. It's the collection side that has to go, right?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. The 10 days of darkness that's been talked about. I believe we're in the middle of that. Is it over on the 30th?
Over? No.
No.
When the event happens, you can say it's over.
Oh, when the event. All right. The Cobra's event, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's good, because there's so much darkness they're having to deal with. We are in the middle of that.
You absolutely are in the middle of that.
Yes. Yes. What a mess. I'm so grateful for the people who volunteered to be on the front lines of this war. It is a war. Okay. The Hawaii and Japan missile reports, the information I've been given is there was no missile. If the Galactics or the Pentagon want to take credit for taking them out, fine, I don't care. But is it true that there were no missiles, that it was a false flag?
Both of those were false flags. An easy way to create fear, and the cabal is trying to get all they can because they're starving.
Yes, and this was cheap.
Yes.
Just one person in each place to push the button. And in one of the reports I put out, I made the distinction between actually firing a missile, which takes two people 8 feet apart normally in a normal setup, right?
Okay. Yeah, correct.
But pushing a button for an alert is completely different.
Absolutely.
And I'm sad that some of our best sources have not seen this truth, but that's all right.
I don't recommend being sad.
Okay. All right. It's their problem.
Yes.
It is. All right. This afternoon, the host and I watched a video by a man I'd never heard of named Cody Snodgrass. It was excellent, and I felt the authenticity of this material. Is that true?
Yes, it is authentic.
Okay. This is a man who was on the front lines of the Murray building being blown up in Oklahoma City, of Waco, of the Benghazi disaster, and knows inside information that even I had never heard. And I absolutely recommend, I did a 64 minutes, I absolutely recommend it. I just sent it out to my list. If there's anybody who wants it, send me your email, and I will forward it to you, but it is excellent.
Yes, there are those brave people who are trying to get the information out there.
Well, and this man, this is the first interview I've ever heard of him.
He's written a book which has been published, which has all this information and much more than could be given in 64 minutes. And this is very wise because the book stands even if he gets taken out.
That is correct, and that's why he did.
Yeah, wise man. Very wise. Okay. We ran into some information about being able to give an advance directive to carry in your wallet, like a medical card, about no vaccines. And I sent out, again, an email where you could print and cut this apart and make it fit like a credit card, like a medical card, a Medicare card, or an ID card or something like that, to give official notice that you are not to be vaccinated no matter what, an unconscious, and an accident, whatever. Is this a value?
Only if you want to stay alive.
Yeah, they're putting all kinds of garbage, old garbage and new garbage in those vaccines. Yeah, it's part of the depopulation agenda. If somebody's not aware of that, you've got some catch-up to do, I think. Okay, so we both did that. All right, a young man who's, I believe, now 18, but when he was 15, named Cain Gamble in the U.K., apparently was able to, as a 15-year-old, use social media to hack into some important U.S. intelligence community material and provide material. Is this true?
Leave it to the kids.
This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. And I personally believe just about anything can be hacked. It just takes the skills and knowledge by someone who has those, right? There is no such thing as total security except for your spiritual connection, yes?
Yes, well, for those who like a great adventure, the movie War Games is one.
War Games, okay. Is it a single movie or is it more than one? It's a single movie, okay. War Games. Well, I will check with the host, who is a movie buff, and see if he's ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't remember that kind of stuff, fortunately. Okay. Doctor, I believe doctor or medical researcher named Suzanne Humphreys, who is very public about the dangers of vaccines and the recent threats to her by some either mind-controlled MKUltra person or just one of the kids they put on drugs to get them to do dumb stuff. Is she being well-protected?
Medium well.
Medium well. And she needs to ask for bigger protection?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Does she realize this? Or she would do it if she would realize it.
She doesn't think she needs it.
Ooh, that's not such a hot position, is it, for any of us?
No.
Okay, well, for what it's worth, I ask for maximum protection that I can ask for her as a valuable person.
Done.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And then there's a man named David Gorski, who apparently is very cabal and mind controlled and is absolutely adamant about get vaccines. Can you speak about him?
Well, he has been programmed and he's carrying out orders.
Okay. So he allowed himself to be programmed, because that doesn't happen if you don't, at some level, conscious or unconscious, if you don't allow it, then it can't happen. All right?
Yes, he, at an unconscious level, allowed it.
Okay. All right. Something came up, which is kind of above my pay grade, called the Lagrange points, that I looked up, and those are, it's
available on the web, the DuckDuckGo, but there's L1 through L5, and they're basically, are they balance points around celestial bodies?
They are points in between celestial bodies where the energy it takes to stay in place is minimal.
Okay, and that's why they're called parking spaces, because spaceships who've traveled here to help us and so forth can park there with minimal energy involvement. Okay, and it came up because L3, one of the points, let's see, L4 was clear. There's L1 through L5, okay. L4 had been cleared of space nasties, and L3 has said wipeout. Does that mean it's going to be cleared?
Right.
Okay, so it's in the process of being wiped out. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So what about L1, L2, and L5? Have those been cleared, or they still need to be done?
In process.
In process, all of it in process. But that will help take away the off-planet support of the cabal to a great degree, will it not, as those are cleared?
Indeed, it will.
Okay. Okay, so that's another good thing for us. Thank you for those who are doing that. Okay, the last thing I have is there was, I believe, the Attorney General of Texas or some official from Texas put out a report that the human trafficking in Texas alone has been estimated at 300,000. Is there truth to this?
Actually, it's a little larger.
Larger. Okay. Are there people addressing this actively to cut back and get some of those trafficking people and sites closed up?
This is being planned as we speak.
Planned, so it will go into action soon. All right.
Yes.
This was very brave. Was it the Attorney General of Texas? This was very brave of him or her, I don't remember, to come out and state this publicly.
Correct.
Yes. All right. All right. I think that's all I have for the moment. Kuan Yin, you were going to speak about your point to us before we left.
Oh, you wanted that bit of information?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well. As you're looking at this, you will, if you look closely, you will notice that is you who is doing the abusing in most cases. You're all doing it to yourselves, and I recommend that you stop immediately, if not sooner. You're not kind to yourself, and it doesn't serve you.
No, of course it doesn't. Can you elaborate as to ways in which people are abusing themselves?
They think unkindly about themselves. They tell themselves rotten things about themselves. Does not serve. Does not serve. Does not serve.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people are stuck in those old places of old experiences and old attitudes, right?
Decisions they've made about themselves which are not true. And they replay them and replay them. Does not serve.
So all
it is abuse.
Yes, that I would agree. That would qualify, would definitely qualify as abuse. So all the efforts over the years of seminars and workshops and books and tapes and videos and so forth to teach people to be good to themselves and to believe in themselves and to accept more positive attitudes, then this has all been and is of value? Is that what you're saying, too?
Yes, it is. Of value.
Okay. Of value. Okay. Great. All right. Is there anything else you would like to add for our callers and listeners at this moment?
Be kind to yourself.
Thank you. I'm very proud of the host because he does say that to people sometimes. Just cashiers, people on the street, whatever. So thank you, Kuan Yin, so very much. We're very honored for your presence here today, and we're very grateful.
Most welcome, dear one. Been my pleasure.
Namaste. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.